Kellogg's Pop-Tarts. Eat them in the morning, eat them in the evening, Kellogg's.
Kellogg's rushed Pop-Tarts onto the market in 1964, shortly after their competitor announced a similar toaster snack release called Country Squares. Since then, the evolution of the Pop-Tart has been long and strange.
Where you going, Susie?
To spend the night at Kathy's.
Pop-Tarts begin simply with a handful of flavors. Though they come wrapped in tinfoil and ready to eat, they've always been closely tied to the toaster.
Really?
Sure, I didn't know if you'd like Kellogg's Pop-Tarts, but you did. Especially
you're hearing the Pop-Tarts' first mascot, an animated toaster named Milton. Though Milton didn't last long, the advertising didn't get any less weird. The following generations saw theater troupes, 3D animation, and corny hip-hop references. Their associations get stranger still. In 2001, Pop-Tarts made the news as the U.S. military dropped 2.4 million from planes as relief onto Afghanistan. Around the same time, the brand sponsored tours by the Backstreet Boys and American Idol stars, even attaching its name to a professional bass fisher. Meanwhile, they've endured legal battles, settling out of court in a number of unattended toaster fire cases. In 2010, the Pop-Tarts World Store briefly appeared in Times Square. It was home to a 16-foot-tall Pop-Tarts vending machine and a chef that dished up sushi made out of various minced Pop-Tarts in a gummy fruit wrap. The brand continues today with nearly 30 flavors. Their longevity is as strange as the product itself. But hey, they do come wrapped in tinfoil. For KMEW, I'm Andrew Bales.